everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
I gotta get a drink, so go ahead and say something.
Are you ready, Steve? Andy? Mick? All right, fellas. Let's go!
What was that?
That's the beginning to Ballroom Blitz.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Are you ready, Steve?
I
Andy?
I was trying to figure out where, I thought you were being Aunt B. I was trying to figure out.
You ready, Aunt B?
I thought, well, who's Steve?
Steve? What the?
You know?
Nah, I was just being cool.
Are you ready, Andy?
I was
Barney?
On the road this weekend.
Oh, B? Who was the barber? Floyd?
Floyd?
Oh, Andy. The very first, the yeah. Mayberry pedophile.
Yes.
Floyd, the barber, who couldn't stand up from his constant erection. Oh, I'll just sit over here on this rock, Andy. Where's Opie? Well, I told you, Floyd, I'm keeping Opie away from you. Oh, man. So anyway.
Yes.
I was at a conference recently, and I want to tell you, this PC stuff's just out of control.
Yeah.
And I'm falling victim to it.
Yeah.
Because I was there at the conference, and this person walks up to me, and he's like, have you seen Mr. Goldman? And I'm like, you know, I have. Oddly enough, I caught a glimpse of Mr. Goldman earlier on in the day.
Oscar Goldman?
Yeah, for the $6 million man.
Yeah. Right.
Steve, we've replaced everything but your ding-a-ling. Well, hell, Oscar, why didn't you go ahead and do that? Well, we ran out of new pneumatic pumps.
Put us over budget if you did that.
That's right. So anyway, it wasn't Oscar Goldman.
Okay.
So this guy's like drilling me. Well, what does he look like? And I'm like, well, he's like wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Well, but what do he look like? Well, he was kind of short. He's shorter than me. He's shorter than you.
Yeah.
What color hair did he have?
Jeez.
I think it was kind of dark.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I only saw him for a second. I saw his name badge, so I knew his name. And
yeah.
So, was his hair, did he have white hair? No, it was kind of dark. This guy drilled me, like, for, I don't know, it seemed like half an hour. It's just like, on and on with the questions. So, well, if you see him, you tell him to come find me, right?
Instead of waiting for Godot, it's waiting for Goldman.
Yeah, waiting for Goldman. But
yeah.
The terrible thing was, he's like, well, what does he look like? He keeps asking me what he looks like, right?
Well, this is getting weird.
Yeah, well, the thing that popped into my head was, I mean, his name's Goldman. He looks like a little Jew guy, all
right? Right.
But you can't say that anymore.
Well, he's, you know.
You can't say he looks like a little old Jewish doctor guy.
Right.
Right? With a blue suit.
You were afraid to say that.
I could not say that.
He's, you know.
His name's Goldman.
Enough said.
He looks, exactly. Look for a little old Jewish man in a blue suit.
And
but
you
I couldn't
cannot
say
bring
that.
Yourself.
What's that?
You cannot bring yourself to say that.
Well, no, because I'm here. You know, it's a professional thing, right?
Yeah.
And so you just can't talk like that anymore. And I was just realizing it as I was trying to think of my description of the man, which was, well, he looks pretty much like every one of these other idiots that are here.
Right.
Except I think he's older.
Yeah.
And what else do you want me to say? But this guy just kept drilling me. I was like, you know, what am I?
And
I saw two. I said, he's got a name badge on it. He's got his name on it. I couldn't believe it. But then after it was all done, I finally got away from this guy.
Yeah.
I actually found Mr. Goldman.
Steve.
And I said, hey, this dude up there wants to talk to you, so.
Well, what does he look like?
Yeah, exactly. And then I got.
the
thing was, he was a very typical older Jewish gentleman.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. And he's like, now which one? I go, well, is it the second row, first First seat, second row.
Yeah.
Now, are you? Now, point the. Which? What color shirt is he wearing? Oh, he's wearing a white shirt up there.
Yeah.
He's in the second row, first guy on the end there. He's got the white hair. Oh, now, wait a minute. Before you leave, now, which one is he? And I'm like, he's second row, first seat, white hair.
Yeah.
Got his name badge on.
Yeah.
Wants to talk to you. You know.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I couldn't believe this, the hassle that I went through. Making some kind of weird love connection for these two guys.
What if he had been like Oriental or something?
Yeah, what about, well, the terrible thing was his name was like Sanchez or something.
What does Sanchez look like?
What does Sanchez look like?
Well,
he looks like a white-haired Mexican.
Yeah, you don't,
That's what he looked like.
Would that be offensive?
Well, I thought it might be, so I didn't say it.
But you had to cool it. You're like, well... Yeah, he looks like Ricardo Montalban again.
It's a whole public filter thing in place.
Really?
I should have paid him. I have an old Jewish man looking for a white-haired Mexican.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Here I am, you know, making this professional connection at this conference. And, but I'm like, the guy keeps asking, and then the other guy's asking, and I'm thinking, what am I getting into? It's like a bad joke.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
So the Wasp, the Jew, and the Mexican go into a bar and they get lost.
And the Wasp?
Now, the Wasp is the only one to ever see the Jew or the Mexican. So, yeah, but it was just, it was weird, but I realized that I was processing this in my head. And
yeah.
I couldn't
keep it real.
I couldn't say what you would have said probably, you know, 15 years ago.
You did the right thing.
Well, I realize that, but it's just tough.
Yeah.
Because, see, the interesting thing about the stereotype is then people can lock into something. It's like common knowledge.
Right.
It's like pop culture.
Right.
I should, you know, I guess he looked like Fivish Finkel. That would have been okay. And he looked like, you know, Edward James Olmos with white hair. Then I would have been all right. But...
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, exactly. Could you? Well, what was he in? Oh, never mind.
St. Elsewhere or something.
He's in the second row, first seat. God damn it. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
So, yeah, so just so everybody knows, you just can't speak, you know.
Yeah.
Can't talk nationalities anymore, even though it's not a negative thing, you know.
Right.
People are Jewish. They go to synagogue.
Yeah.
People are Mexicans.
Yes.
They're from Mexico.
Yes.
But you just can't talk about it, evidently.
Yeah.
At least I felt like I couldn't talk about it.
Right.
So what am I going to do?
Until now.
Well, from now on, I'm just going to put stickers on people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll all think I'm making fun of the Hindus.
Yeah.
Well, he's the guy with the green dot. Or is it the red dot?
Oh, nice. That's nice. Mm.
So what's up with you?
I have two boys, right?
Sure.
And their mother has signed them up for swim lessons.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
And long story short is these classes go so many weeks, and then the very last lesson, the moms and dads get to come into the pool area and actually watch what's going on.
Oh, you don't get to watch the whole time?
Well, you watch from behind glass.
Okay. So then, the last one, you guys get to get in the pool.
Well, you don't get in the pool. You can sit by the pool.
Oh, really? Don't get in the pool?
No.
Okay.
Well, you don't want a guy like me getting in the pool.
Yeah, really.
Anyway.
Cut-off jeans are not swim trunks. We need something with a little, you know, mesh or net to hold in this massive amount of pubes that you got.
Both legs have to get into the suit, sir. Right?
You jump in, it looks like all around you looks like a tree losing its leaves.
Right. Oh, my God. So, my one boy, his lesson starts, and right before it, his teacher gives me his, you know, quote-unquote report card.
Yeah.
And so I go, well, my son passed with flying colors, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, well, no. I go, what do you mean? Well, no, he didn't. I mean, this girl looks all about 18, you know.
Right.
And I go, look me in the eye and tell me that.
Oh, did you really say that?
Yes, I did. Then she wouldn't look me in the eye. Then she was, like, scared, like, you know, oh, Ted Bundy, look out, you know.
Look me in the eye.
So,
well, I'm sorry, Marty Feldman, which eye?
Yeah. So anyway, I watch his lesson, and he's swimming like crazy. I mean, he's just swimming like a fish.
Yeah. So what's the problem? Why didn't he pass?
I don't know. Just he wasn't quite there.
Okay.
And my wife explained it to me. She's like, no, it's common for kids not to pass. Don't worry about it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a wide age range thing, you know.
Sure.
So I'm like, all right, it's cool. All right, so I come to accept it. I'm like, all right, it's no big deal. So that gets over with. Now my second son goes to do his lesson, right?
Right.
Can't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, swimming halfway. Oh, got a cramp. You know, good-looking teacher, big boobs, comes in and rescues him, you know.
With these little tips you gave him beforehand?
Yeah, oh, I've got a player on my hands, believe me.
Yeah, he goes out and he's, and when you get out in the middle, you get your teacher to come get you by faking a cramp.
Oh, my, in the middle of this, she's like, you must be tired, little boy. You must be tired. Here, let me help you. And so, like, he's getting assisted the whole time. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, well, the first kid didn't make it. Certainly the second kid.
Uh-huh.
You know, certainly didn't make it, right?
Yeah.
Well, this goes on for, like, you know, half an hour. And it gets over with. And now the other teacher gives me the report card, the girl with the big boobs.
Uh-huh.
He passes. Flying colors. Nothing wrong. Okay to go to the next class. I'm like, what?
No, is this the one that grabbed his aunt's breast?
No.
No.
Okay. I don't want to identify which kid is which, so there's no hard feelings, you know. Oh,
okay.
Who is who here, but I'm just saying, I'm like, this little player, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, not that there was any inappropriate touches or anything. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's just like, oh, come on.
If you were coaching him beforehand, there probably was inappropriate touches.
I was so jealous. I wanted to jump out there.
So, whenever they come to help you, you stick your crotch out.
Yeah.
And you rub up against them.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, he passes.
Well, I mean, what do you have to know, though? You know,
I don't know. The difference. I don't understand the criteria.
You got to know how to get rescued? Then he passed.
Yeah, my first son does all the swims they want you to do, da-da-da, you know, yada, yada. Second kid, you know, is like a polio victim out in the pool, you know. Trying to swim.
What's a polio victim look like?
He's trying to swim with like a 10-pound, you know, weight around him, you know. Yeah. Oh, you pass.
Well, maybe it was one of those mercy passes.
I don't know.
She wants to get him out of her class.
I don't know. I wanted to be in the class myself, but I don't know.
Yeah. That kid's grabbed my boob 12 times. I'm getting him out of here.
Hey, you're not three, are you? I don't know.
What's with all these hairs?
Like a spider.
What's with these giant scars all over your body?
All or nothing. God, isn't that weird?
You're not a guppy? Yeah. Oh, yes, I am. I think you're a jellyfish. You're all sticky.
What's floating in the water? What is it, sunscreen? Right, smelly. What's this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're slimy.
Oh.
What are these bubbles?
Who lost their trunk? Who's that?
It's you. Your wife's hiding her eyes. Get the kids out of there as fast as possible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
My wife couldn't even believe all this.
Jesus.
My wife's kind of like the level-headed one, kind of like your wife, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of the, you know, rational thinking, level-headed. She couldn't even believe it. She's like, oh, my God. What's going on, you know?
He had the easier class.
I don't know. I guess. I don't know.
Here's your lifeguard certificate, young man.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
You can work with me next year.
Are you going to go for it?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Well, you know. There you go.
There you go. Fun with that by all.
Honey, you pass me this class, and I'll make sure that you get discounts on all your, you know.
Lotion needs.
I got special swimsuit discounts.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's taking after your father.
Rather than you,
he's taking after his grandfather.
Yeah, the kid is going to be a player. I can see it already.
Okay, let me make you a deal. I'll get you a large pizza and a drink.
Hey, it happened.
Come to think of it, your dad looks like a little Jew man.
I know, easy. Easy now.
A little Jewish guy.
Easy.
That's interesting. I never thought of that.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Mel Brooks a little.
He does.
Yeah.